Thirsty Thursday on the show about food and fun places in the mayhem of life. And we've got just 2 days now to go till spring break. We are down the home stretch. So many students, so many teachers excited about what is to come. And maybe your family is doing something special for spring break. How's the weather looking for the winter fair locally next week? We'll take a look at that. And we'll continue our countdown to, for many, for what is for many a super long weekend. Oh my! I wish one time I could just head to the beach for spring break, like the spring breakers do. You see on TV, you know, big parties on the beach. One year, I'll do that. It's not like that up here. No, the snow boots are still on for most of us. And actually, we might get some snow through spring break. We'll take a look at that in just a bit. It's not your imagination. Facebook and Meta were acting weird yesterday, and they kind of sent me into a panic. I'm not going to lie. The second time around, it was just too many outages, too close together. And so Meta goes down yesterday. I'm trying to do some things with video. I'm trying to upload some client content. I'm trying to do some behind the scenes stuff for the show. And it's not like it was down completely so that I couldn't do it. It was just like, again, you know, you think, uh-oh, now's the time I got hit with something or what the hell? And then I'm like, no, everything's okay. Has Facebook changed a bunch of stuff? Because all the stuff in the back end was moved around and I couldn't find some stuff and stories were screwed up. And I'm like, oh my God, they keep playing with this and making changes. And I hate when they make those Facebook changes. Any social platform, you get used to something. And I'm old. It just seems like as soon as you get used to something, they change it on you. And I thought they were making changes. So I went to X and no one was talking about it. It was pretty crazy. There was no one talking about it yesterday. And then I simply was doing a news search. And I guess I was, because, you know, I spend a considerable amount of time on the platform. News agencies in the UK are saying, UK is down. UK is down on Facebook and Meta. And I'm like, okay, is that affecting us? And did a little digging. And yes, it eventually hit the US too, not so much in Canada. So people were a little curious on the Meta platform yesterday going, oh, well, I'm fine. I'm okay where I am. It didn't really hit Canada hard. We could still use it. It just, there was stuff that appeared to be broken yesterday. So we'll take another look at that. Also, the Canadian city with the most bed bugs. Gah. Bed, don't let the bed bugs bite. Remember when they said that to you when you went to bed? Don't let the bed bugs bite. No, they bite in this city. Oh, and the Manitoba city that showed up in the top 10 might surprise you. Bed bugs. Oh, more on the issue involving gas in Manitoba. There's a lot of questions surrounding the signs that are going up at gas stations, mainly around Winnipeg, that say, please limit the amount of gas you're buying. I'm getting a lot of questions from people saying, are we going to see that in this area? Not likely. I'll explain why coming up. Also, still with cars, the beautiful thing that you put in your body every day in the morning to supercharge your morning, science has proven this morning that maybe not so much electric vehicles to get good gas mileage and supercharge the cars. We should be feeding our cars a special fluid. And it's not ethanol. They do that already. Oh, this is going to be a big movie. Everybody's excited about the new Beetlejuice movie. So the carbon tax on April Fool's Day is no joke, hey, says Captain Cush. No, I wish it was. And like 20 cents a liter? Oh, my God. Pool tournament starts today. Again, their pool tournament where $10,000 US was just added. If you want to get in on this action, you may still be able to get a spot. Do give Skydancer Casino a call or visit them online, skydancercasino.com. And at that website, you'll also find pictures of their beautiful rooms they've got there. They've got a water park hotel deal on. What a great spring break this will be. Double queen standard room, 4 water park tickets, $159 on weekdays and $179 on weekends. The Skydancer Casino. Make today the day you slip into Kuiper's Family Bakery and get yourself one of those beautiful cinnamon rolls you've been thinking about. Or a pizza bun that I'm always talking about. They are the world famous now Kuiper's Family Bakery, only available in Brandon, Manitoba. Did you know hundreds of your favorite restaurants across Manitoba actually get their bread? That's why you love your favorite restaurant. They get their bread from Kuiper's Family Bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. Spring break approaches and maybe you're in for the winter fair. Why don't you just drop your vehicle off at Auto Fashion and have them completely take care of it from the inside out? I mean, you drop it off and it's the old jalopy and you pick it up again and it got the new car smell, all the wrappers and junk and broken pencils and pennies and nickels, or all that stuff is cleaned up. It's all taken care of. And they can do that at Auto Fashion. And you'll find them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. With the gas prices going up, Christopher says, we need a pedal pub bike. Wouldn't that be fun, where you can drink and pedal at the same time? Maybe the Sunseekers, we should form a little company. The Sunseeker Pedal Pub. That'd be cool. I've seen that online. It's pretty cool. You know, the bartender's pouring beers and everyone's pedaling. Although I can't help but feel like about four beers in, I'd be the guy like, I'm tired. Can you guys pedal? I'm tired. Oh, I'm tired. Do we have to keep pedaling? That'd be fun. Although, isn't that technically drinking and driving? I mean, it's not a motorized vehicle. And I guess somebody else could be steering. You're just really pedaling it, right? Very cautious about this idea, but I would like to try it. Okay, so to yesterday's Facebook outage, again, a lot of our friends said that, no, everything was fine for me. I was A-okay yesterday, but this is the second time now that Meta went down. Were you one of the people that had some issues, had some links and features broken yesterday? Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger hit with a worldwide outage, leaving users unable to access accounts 2 weeks after the platforms were knocked offline by what they call an internet issue. Oh, here comes Derek with his foil hat. Ah, so much technological change. If you are stuttering a little bit, I do apologize for that. They did an upgrade. But at least we're here. Facebook went down in the UK yesterday and in the United States, and they just went down. And pretty much for everybody, at least this one was limited to the US, the UK, parts of Europe, and Asia. Other nations were also impacted, especially when it came to things like links, stories, and Messenger. So did you have some challenges with Facebook yesterday? Did it scare you? Sure scared the hell out of me. These companies are not infallible. After all, the company that makes airplanes, the company that is responsible for millions of people in the air each and every day, had one of the doors on its airplane randomly fall off. Companies are not perfect. They're prone to mistakes. And sometimes we forget that. And I'm right at the front of the line because, again, reflecting on yesterday, I was just like in panic mode going, oh, my God, they changed it. It's broken. It didn't even enter my mind that, well, maybe they screwed up something. Maybe they had some kind of meltdown. And in fact, they did. Good point. Quentin says clapping when the plane lands. Now, how lame is that now? No, I think we are all not just clapping. I think that we've moved to standing ovation. I think that when the plane lands and it lands safely, we're doing the wave. We're like, yeah, let's hear for the pilot. Let's hear it for our guys and gals in the front of the plane. Yeah, standing ovation. Woo. Yeah. Flowers are thrown at the pilot. There's like confetti coming down. Woo! We love you. Thank you for flying United. Thank you. This high fives as you're leaving. Thanks, man. Thanks. Thanks for keeping all the doors closed. This is where we are. Sunrise Credit Union, cooperative banking where you're not just a customer, but a member. Experience freedom from fees with Sunrise Credit Union and receive up to $2,000 when you transfer over an existing mortgage or when you're approved for a new mortgage. Do pay them a visit and take a look at your mortgage options with my friends at Sunrise Credit Union. With 19 locations across southern Manitoba. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. Co-ops of Westman, proud to be part of this year's Royal Manitoba Winter Fair, and I am going to piggyback on Co-ops of Westman at the fair. I know, big guy, it's going to be a lot to carry, but there's a lot of locations. We're going to be handing out treat bags Tuesday starting at 11 a.m. Watch for my updates on social media. I'll be doing some live shots for some pictures. Look for me and some friends. If you're going to the Royal Manitoba Winter Fair next week on Tuesday, search out Co-ops of Westman for freebies with me, yours truly, Tyler Glenn, at this year's Royal Manitoba Winter Fair, okay? Tuesday, Co-ops of Westman. Thank you for having me along for the ride as we hand out treats on Tuesday. Treat Tuesday with Co-ops of Westman, Heritage Co-op, Pemina Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View Boundary, Neepaw Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. The Feel the Deal sales event is continuing into its final few days. Your chance to save 50% off recliners, reclining sofas, mattresses, and more. The 2024 patio collection is in. And don't forget, at Leon's, you can pick up that furniture and not have to worry about those payments. 12 months, no monthly payments, 0% interest. 24 months, equal monthly payments, 0% interest. Who gives 0% interest anymore? Well, I can tell you, Leon's, 3635 Victoria, and you can also shop online, which is a lot of fun. Pick it out, then go into the store at leons.ca. So Canada's top 25 bed bug cities. I apologize. There are people who get the heebie-jeebies when we talk bed bugs. This was published by Orkin this morning. And when you stay in a hotel, you want to make sure that you've got these fresh, clean sheets, right? You don't want the beddy bugs. Oy, oy, oy. Have you ever stayed at a place where there's been bed bugs? Please don't mention hotel names. Please don't mention any company names. Just cities. If you've stayed in a city at a hotel where there's been bed bugs, just tell me what city you stayed in, okay? Cindy says, quite a few years ago, my dad had a really bad rash. They figured out it was bed bugs caused from a hospital stay in Winnipeg. Oh, no. But they didn't bother my mom. It was winter, so they had to freeze the sheets and buy a new mattress. Whoa, that is crazy. So who is Canada's bed bug capital? The bed bug capital of Canada should come as no surprise. It is Toronto, Ontario. In fact, Ontario dominates the top 10 for bed bugs. Dun-dun-dun. Welcome to Ontario, the land of lakes, our nation's capital, our nation's biggest city, and we like critters too because we got lots of bed bugs. Ida's right. Yes, Lady Harrison, Toronto. Yes, hands down. And again, the top 10 dominated by Toronto. Vancouver's in the top 20. In fact, Manitoba has a city in the top 10. And that city that is in the top 10 might surprise you. Maybe it won't. It's Winnipeg. And just so you know, the top 25 cities that were part of this report for bed bugs did include cities that were the size of my city, my town, Brandon, Manitoba. And we did not crack the top 25. Yeah! Woo! Look at us. Look at us. Take that, Toronto. Yeah. Come stay in Brandon. We don't have the little critters. Come on now. Oshawa, Ontario. Hamilton, Ontario. Then Ottawa. Well, they got all the politicians, so that stands to reason there'd be bugs there. They like to hang out with each other. Then Vancouver. Winnipeg came in at 7. The only Manitoba stop in the top 10. St. John's came in at 8. Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario at 9. And then Scarborough. Ontario at 10. Ontario, the bed bug capital of Canada, led by Toronto. Now, when you go through the rest of the top 25, squeaking in at the bottom is Saskatoon, the only Saskatchewan city to be part of this list. Hats off, Saskatchewan. Ontario. When you go to Ontario, just be aware that they're not just leaving chocolate on your pillow at the hotel in Ontario. And the secret ingredient for cars. We know this. Your morning cup of coffee could supercharge fuel cell cars. Isn't this interesting? Move over electric batteries. For years, scientists have been searching for ways to enhance performance of vehicles. And we thought, let's put booze in our cars. Remember ethanol? Let's put the ethanol in there. Now a surprising study suggests the secret ingredient to supercharged cars might as well just be coffee. Who knew that a double-double could potentially get you double-double gas mileage? And apparently this was part of a sustainable energy study. Researchers say enhancing the activity of the oxygen reduction reaction is crucial for fuel cell development. In simpler terms, it's a chemical process that generates electricity inside fuel cells. And apparently caffeine can play a big part in that. Is there nothing caffeine can't do? If you need some gentle help when it comes to getting your will done or helping with the purchase or selling of real estate, remember the legal advice and the legal services of my friends at Epp Law Office across from the RBC on 18th Street in Brandon. They have been helping hundreds and hundreds of satisfied clients from all over the province when it comes to corporate law matters, real estate transactions, and estate concerns. Trust Epp Law Office, building lasting relationships one case at a time at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. What a spring break it is going to be at Elkhorn Resort. Man, they have got all kinds of amazing activities planned for every member of your family. And of course, they've got the new Clarso Spa there. You need to try this cool pool for yourself. I did it. And you hop out of the warm confines of the Clarso Spa and then into the cool pool and then back into the heat again. And it feels like your skin is on fire. It's so much fun. But the real fun is had by the kids, because every day through spring break, they've got a different kids activity happening at the Elkhorn. So Clear Lake is your spring break fun headquarters. I kid you not. You got to check out their social media. They're posting every day all the different activities, from ice cream socials to Al Simmons concert, which will happen on March the 24th, just a few days away now. Elkhorn Resort at Clear Lake, Clarso Spa. Call 848-2802. That's 848-2802. Until the end of the month, their multi-point vehicle inspection and tire rotation special continues. They'll do a top-to-bottom inspection of your vehicle, make sure it is okay for spring. Then they'll move your tires around, make sure they wear properly as you're cruising down the road this summer. And that multi-point inspection to make sure your car or truck is going to run okay through the rest of the season is just $52 plus tax. But this special offer only goes until the end of the month, and you can book online at MarieChevBrandon.com.
My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
That Michael Keaton's character made, the official Beetlejuice Instagram account has been teasing the upcoming sequel, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. And I'm hearing that some of this is going to be filmed next door in Saskatchewan. And Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice, here is the first pictures. He hasn't aged a bit, but I mean, they've pretty much nailed it. Oh, and here is the cast. Here is the cast of characters from Beetlejuice. They brought the gang back together again. Catherine O'Hara looks perfect. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. That is it. That's all you're going to give us is those two pictures of Michael Keaton and the crew. Okay, Well, that's it. Entertainment Weekly has the same two pictures of the group. Michael Keaton. I'm back.
Oh, who's missed me? I'm back, Beetlejuice.
If you like Catherine O'Hara, you gotta watch Schitt's Creek. It's so funny. You know, I just couldn't get into it. I know that that's a commonality for a lot of shows. You know what I just got into was the Goldbergs. Talk about shows that first time they came out and they were new, I'm like, no, not into this. I'm not in this. And all of a sudden, they had a Knight Rider episode of the Goldbergs on. And they're trying to, they steal the kick car from David Hasselhoff. And I'm like, you know what? I kind of like this show. So I started watching it. So I think I got to give Schitt's Creek another go. Because it is so beloved. It's so popular. And I tried and I'm like, oh, I think I love Eugene Levy. His kid, there's something about his kid I'm not a fan of. And I can't put my finger on it. I think that's it. I don't know. But I'm going to give it another try. I'll give Schitt's Creek another try because I can't believe I'm actually watching the Goldbergs. Mama Sunday says, was a fan of the first Beetlejuice. Amanda says, love Schitt's Creek. One of my favorites. Cindy says, saw it, but will have to rewatch it. Blessed Mama says, what? On Schitt's Creek, you got to try again. Kim's Convenience. You know, it's funny you mention that, Trev. That's a show I actually did like. I quit watching it for some reason, but I liked that show. I think it had to do with a middle-aged dad with a bunch of teenage kids or young adult kids trying to find his way and being resistant to change. And I think maybe I could identify with that character somehow. I don't know. And maybe that's what Schitt's Creek held me back. I couldn't identify with any of the characters. I think that that's the kind of TV watcher I am. And now maybe as I watch the Goldbergs, I think it's called the Goldbergs. It's that one set in the 80s. As I watch the dad, plus I like the 80s stuff in it. It's just like, okay, I'm ready for the nostalgia now. I don't think I was ready before, but the way the world is now, it's like, I want to go back. I want the nostalgia. I'm ready. I got open arms for all the 80s stuff and the nostalgia. I was so resistant to nostalgia before COVID and post-COVID. It's like, take me back. So I don't mind the Goldbergs. But Schitt's Creek, Amanda says, push through the first couple of episodes. Lindy says, hubby always watches Big Bang reruns. It's a show I never seek out, but if it's on an airplane or it happens to be on TV and there's Big Bang on, it's always good. It's always good. And I like the cutie on that show. I'm not going to lie. The three simple rules from what's her name? Yeah, she's cutie. The dad is great on Kim's Convenience. Oh, he's fantastic. He's fantastic. Goldbergs. Mama Sunday, love the Goldbergs. Yeah, I did not like it when it first came. It was the second pass that got me. Cindy says, Animal Kingdom was addicting for us. Another show I loved off the get-go. Do you remember how it started where the kid comes in and or the mom is dead? In the first, like it just starts at 60 miles an hour. It's like, mom's dead. What? Drug overdose. You're just like, had me right from the start. Lady Harrison says, I miss Amber. You guys should do a show together again. She decided, Ida, that she would make good money. And I decided that I would live a peasant's life. We went our separate ways. Amber is now making fame and fortune in the marketing department of a major business organization in southwestern Manitoba. I am doing a web show. And that is the only part of radio I do miss. Trev says, I couldn't get into The Office. Oh, I like it now. Is this? I don't know why. It's weird. My TV tastes have just completely changed. Brooklyn Nine-Nine from Rooster 691. Criminal Minds, Breaking Bad, LOL. Yeah, Breaking Bad. Oh, God. I loved it so much, I might watch it again. Lindy says, for the Nickelodeon show, it's so damn sad what they had to endure. And the sad part for me, Lindy, is I'm thinking that's still going on today, not with Nickelodeon, but with other Hollywood entities. It's disgusting. And not just in Hollywood. I think in everyday life, you've got situations where people are in jobs where they make a lot of money or they're in positions where it's prestigious and they found themselves in a position where the higher up from them says, I need you to do this thing. And you have to stop yourself and go, I don't think I want to do that thing. I don't think I do. No, if you really want to keep your job, you're going to do that thing. And when you're dealing with kids who can't make a proper decision involving nutrition or clothing, for God's sake, they're making these decisions on whether or not to do something. Of course, they're going to do it because they're child stars. They're famous and they're young and they've got money that they've never seen before. And in some cases, the parents, as you saw, the parents are saying, look, you're making a lot of money. You're the bread earner in the family now. You're making six figures being on a show. Yeah, if they want you, if the director needs a back rub, give him a back rub. It's like, what? What? Cindy says Queen of the South was good. Lady Harrison says, I know, just saying. I know you're just saying, I'm just saying. We're all just saying. I know, we're just saying. Thank you for being such a big fan, though. It was a good time. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. And onward we go into this new age as entertainment continues to crumble, along with our roads and pretty much everything else. So, you know, I'm very grateful that we get to have our beach time together in the beach bunker. And, well, as long as the internet holds and Facebook can keep its pants up and Twitch, although they're backed by Amazon, so unless they get sold or something like that, I should be here for a little while. A little while. This is a great story. So a guy snuck on to a Delta flight without having to pay. How does this happen? We're going to get to that in a second. More TV. Family Guy is my favorite, says Molly. Carrie says, just finished Breaking Bad for the first time during Christmas. Oh, I'll never forget the season finale. Series finale. The grand finale with Walt at the end. I'm not going to spoil it in case you haven't seen it. That aired on my birthday. We were in Minot that weekend, and it aired at like 7 o'clock Central, live on TV. It seems so strange to have appointment viewing, but yes, it was 7 o'clock, and I remember racing home on my birthday to catch that show, and we literally slid in the driveway. I ran up the stairs, turned the TV on, and there was the end of Breaking Bad. Molly says, look how Judy Garland was treated at Wizard of Oz. So true. Good point. How we forget about that. Different generation, same garbage though, hey? Trev says, Queen of the South is great. I got to watch it. Okay, I'll have to check that out. Cindy says, but your job is more fun than Amber's. I don't know. We do get together every few months to have lunch, and she seems to be having fun. It's a different kind of fun, I guess. I'm addicted to the microphone. I started in the radio business when I was 17 years old. I will be 51 years old in September. It's all I know what to do. I still can't get it right, so I'm practicing. One day I'll be good at it. I'm thinking if you stick with anything long enough, you might be passable as someone who can do something. I started at 17. I'm not good at math. I can't even subtract how many years that is. I know it's more than 20. Cindy says, oh, I think you got it right. Thank you, Cindy. I'm on my way. So the FBI is investigating a 26-year-old guy who snuck onto a Delta Airlines flight in Salt Lake City. And this happened just a few days ago. So the guy reportedly intended to fly with Southwest to Austin, but he had a buddy pass. And a buddy pass means that you can fly on the airplane thanks to somebody who works at the airline. So he cleared security with the standby pass. But you know the rules with this, right? If the plane is full, you don't get to go on a buddy pass, because for some airlines, you don't pay for your buddy pass. And for other airlines, they give you a big discount on your buddy pass. Anyway, this guy goes through security as he's supposed to. He went to the gate for the Delta flight to Austin and used his phone to take pictures of boarding passes of other passengers without their knowledge, just to make sure that if the plane was full, he could get on. Are you following? He took pictures of the other people's boarding passes, and they didn't have any knowledge of it. How did he do that? So then the plot thickens. This guy boards the aircraft using the barcode of another passenger's boarding pass. This guy's pretty smart. To ensure he gets on this flight, instead of going to the seat that's assigned on the boarding pass that he essentially stole because he took a picture of it, he goes to the bathroom
He goes to the bathroom on the airplane and he closes the door and waits everyone else to get on board the airplane. And he's sitting in the can. The problem is everybody boards. The plane is full. He's in the bathroom. Ta-da! And he opens the door. There's no place to sit. This is happening as the plane is taxiing. So they're on their way to the proper runway to take off. And this guy comes out of the can and he expects to open the door. Where's my seat that I stole? I'll just take any seat. And there's no seat to be taken. So the stewardess says, where'd you come from? He's like, I busted. She tells the pilot. Pilot stops the plane. Plane has to go back to the gate. The plane is met by police. Traveler says, it was a mistake. I'm sorry. I'd made a mistake. That guy had thought it out, and he would have got away with it had there just been one seat on that airplane. Just 10 days left to go. 10 locations of Tim Hortons for Roll Up the Rim to Win. You play digitally this go-around. In Brandon, Verdon, Nipaw, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And to celebrate 60 years of Tim's, there's an added bonus on top of all the prizes. Guests who reveal their 60th roll will also receive a 10-pack of Tin Bits. But the big win, of course, is the 2024 Jeep Wrangler. The Universal Orlando Resort vacation packages and other great prizes like gift cards to Apple, DoorDash, Instacart, and Airbnb. And, of course, tons and tons of free Tim Hortons products. Tim Hortons of Westman in Brandon, Verdon, Nipaw, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Alternative Choice Garden Center is raring to go into springtime. Seeds are waiting for you. The pots need to be filled. It's time to get growing. Let's get on over to Alternative Choice Garden Center at the corner of 34th and Patricia. Not only do they have everything you need for the spring planting season, but they have got some amazing giftware items. They've got it all inside this beautiful greenhouse. So over the spring break, pay them a visit. Alternative Choice Garden Center, 34th and Patricia. Next week, after I help a co-op at Royal Manitoba Winter Fair on Tuesday, I'm going to be spending part of my afternoon with my friends at Natural Elements over on Victoria Avenue. Do watch for some pictures, some video, and some updates from my salt soak, the float therapy. I'm looking forward to it. I've talked about it even before this show, I knew about float therapy and I had been very curious about it. And I love salt water, love the ocean, so I can't wait to go for my soak in the tank on Tuesday. They have halotherapy too. That's where salt is in the moist air. They pump it into the moist air and then you're breathing it in. It helps with things like asthma and breathing conditions. It helps to clear a cold. They've got coaching, natural energy therapies. It's an entire wellness center. And again, it's at 2940 Victoria Avenue. Floataway.ca is the website. Floataway.ca. A big part of the reason that I do this show is because I want to connect with people. I want to have some fun and be informative and be engaging and really provide a platform for you, for me, for us to gather in the beach bunker. And this is a big part of why I do it. This study just came out yesterday afternoon. And the study says that loneliness is worse for your health than obesity, alcoholism, even smoking 15 cigarettes. And so it's so awesome that we can be together for a couple hours each day, goof around, have some fun, have some comments, and most importantly, be together. And I know that sounds cheesy and corny, but I say I need a favor because if you find people in your life are lonely or you know somebody that's lonely, they should join the Sunseekers. And I'm not trying to selfishly promote the show. I can do that all on my own. I do want people to know that there's a place. There is a place by the beach. There's a beach chair for everybody. And I really mean that. That there's always a beach chair waiting for you. And there's a beach chair waiting for other people who might be lonely. Because it's kind of fun to have coffee together and talk about stuff that's trending on the internet. And it's a nice, small, manageable group, and everybody's kind to each other, and we kind of poke fun at each other, and we have a good time. And so, you know, I want to say thank you. And again, if you spread the word, because you're helping somebody out, helping them out, because there's no need to be lonely, at least for the couple hours a day that we're here.
We can chat. There's someone here. We're here. The Sunseekers are here. I was shocked by this. This is pretty amazing. That loneliness is so devastating to people. It's no wonder that some countries have like the Minister of Loneliness. Like what? I remember when that came out, I'm like, well, okay, another government thing that's stupid. And then I read this and I'm like, geez, I mean, I'm the stupid one. That's good God. This is not good. This is not good. 53% of older adults have reported to a doctor that they feel lonely. Oh my God. And if you don't feel lonely, you know, I think that that's, you know, I myself, I've already got my good thing for today. I'm just so glad I'm not lonely. I got you. I've got my family. And loneliness is a bigger stressor than alcoholism, smoking, and obesity. Studies show that the COVID pandemic made this worse, exacerbated the growing trend of loneliness. This done by the Indiana University School of Medicine. And it's found that loneliness is now a major stressor and is incredibly harmful to people's health. So maybe it'll do you some good. Maybe it will do some good for the world. Because like I say, there's always a beach chair for everybody on the show. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for your kind words and spread the word. Please don't let people be lonely. Let them know that we're here. There's no cost. There's nothing involved. Just grab a coffee. I'll grab a beach chair and I'll get one ready for you. And we'll meet again 7 a.m. on weekday mornings. And tomorrow is Friday, Keyboard Friday, and Spring Break Week is almost here. How awesome is that? Oh, Spring Break. Hey, you guys, thanks again. Thank you. I can't say thank you enough. Thanks for putting up with the Twitch glitch, a little bit of Twitch's glitches as they do their upgrade. And we'll see you again tomorrow at 7. Have a great day, guys. Thanks again.